This episode of WGW Today is being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. And I'll tell you, people, I love me an All Star Vacation Home. Why, Matt? Why is that? Well, I'll tell you exactly why. Because All Star Vacation Homes have so many great amenities. I mean, you know, I like to think I live in a nice house, actually a townhouse, but let's not nitpick. And I like to think I have nice things, but man, I don't have nice things like All Star Vacation Homes do. That's what it's about, right? You're on vacation. It's not just a place to sleep and shower. It's about having a place that you can really go to. That's a destination in and of itself. And really, All Star Vacation Homes is that kind of a place. They've got movie rooms, game rooms, themed rooms for the kids. I mean, grills. There's just so much to do at a typical All Star Vacation Home. The best part is that price. It's hard to beat that price when you look at all you get. And again, having room for not just you, but maybe you're going there with your in-laws, you're going there with your parents, you're going there with some cousins, friends, Mike Newell. It really doesn't matter who you're going with. The bottom line is, it's going to allow you to be able to have everybody under one roof. You can then maybe share your transportation. You can share in grocery costs. There's lots of great ways for you to really make this a better trip for everybody. Check them out right now. In fact, go to allstarvacationhomes.com and see the houses they got. Allstarvacationhomes.com.
Bringing the world to your world, this is Walt Disney World Today. Here are Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Mike Newell, and your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Friday, December 26, 2014, and this is episode 1440 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com and RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. Joining me on today's show, Mike Scopa, a blogger for TouringPlans.com, and he's also the co-host of the Mickey Miles podcast. Welcome to the show, Mike.
This should be easy. Its spirit lives in our people.
Maelstrom.
No.
Yes, it is.
Well, the spirit of Norway.
Spirit of Norway. Mr. Tester gets
such
it because
a,
he said
such a technical.
Oh.
Rats.
Hochberg snatches defeat from the jaws of victory.
Wow.
Like Peyton Manning.
Also joining us on today's show, Mike Newell of Mouse World. Ready, how are you, Mike?
It's a rough game. He has a rough game.
And also joining us on today's show, Len Testa. He's the co-author of the Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World, and he's also the host of the Disney Dish with Jim Hill podcast. Welcome to the show, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding.
Matt!
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
birthday.
It.
Thank you. Have you.
This is the sole sober moment of my day right here, and then it's all downhill.
Right. Let's get going already.
Let's get going. Right. The bars don't visit themselves.
Would you say strip clubs don't visit themselves?
That's a better answer, actually, than what I said. So let's go with that.
Yeah, I originally heard bars. I don't know where the other one came
from. Okay. All
right. On today's show, we're actually reviewing our dining experiences when we were in Walt Disney World in reunion for – or in December. Jesus. In December for reunion.
The party started early.
Yeah, right. Woo! Tequila
guys,
10 a.m., people.
That's the best, man. I love you guys. We should do this every year.
So, now, of course, as many of our listeners know, Len is in a self-imposed exile from the sit-down meals, but he did eat at one restaurant I think we all ate at, in fact, which was Captain Cook's, which is redone because Captain Cook's was recently refurbished as part of the overall Polynesian Resort refurbishment that's going on.
Yep.
And I know I ate dinner there at least two nights. Scope, you said you ate their breakfast a couple times?
I ate one night and one breakfast, I think. Yep.
And Newell, you ate there?
I was there three times, I think.
Yep. And Len, you ate there quite a number of times out of necessity.
A few times, yeah.
Mother.
So what did you think of it, Len? What did you think of the changes that Captain Cook's underwent?
So one of the things that's changed is they've got rid of the self-ordering screens.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
it's a little strange. So they've got somebody standing there now to take your order during the day. And then at night, it's one of the cook staff with a small register in the far back sort of left corner of the of the restaurant. That's a little strange because it's not what you were expecting. That's not what I was expecting anyway. The food itself was okay. I've had the pork nachos before, which I think are still the best thing on the menu. I've also had they do like a roast beef or a steak and cheese. That was okay. The thing that I like best on the menu though is the homemade chips, the crisps.
What's that?
The potato chips.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, those are delicious. But I thought the sandwiches weren't bad. I mean, they're, I guess, an okay value for Disney World. It's nothing that I would, you know, run back for, but I think the pork nachos were pretty good.
What did you think, Newell?
I agree tenfold with what Len said about the pork nachos. That was the first time I ever had them.
Yeah.
And
did they have like a pineapple thing on it?
Yes.
For you? It was
delish.
What did you think of
that? It was delish. It was so good. Yeah. That was a nice surprise. I enjoyed that immensely.
The first time when I was there with Len, I ordered the udon noodle bowl because they had a noodle bowl under the old menu. And I gave that a try. And I really did not like it. It was very bland, and which I used to love.
I remember. Yeah,
yeah. And this was not very good. Now, it was only I think $8.49 or $8.99, which isn't bad. $9 for – it was a lot of food, but a lot of bland food. So I guess it depends. I just didn't – I really didn't enjoy it. But on my subsequent –
What did it need? Did it need like spice?
Yes, salt, spice, anything. Any semblance of life because flavor. It just felt like bland. It tasted like – just like bland, watery vegetables.
You know what I've been putting in, because Laurel makes udon soup all the time, and what she puts in it that's really good. She can put some sriracha in it, or rice vinegar and like a hot chili oil.
Nice.
Which are super, super tasty. Yeah, I wonder if they could put that in. You didn't see like sriracha sauce or anything?
No, and you know, I think what the difference was, in the old noodle bowl, I'll call it a broth, it's just the sauce, whatever, it looked like it was soy sauce based, like it was a brown sauce. Mm-hmm. And here, under this one, it's a clear sauce.
Yeah, it's probably not soy based, but they might have put like oyster sauce or something in it.
Yeah, something else that's different. Anyway, it wasn't, nothing to write home about, but I did have later the Reuben sandwich, and that was much better. Great choice.
That's what I meant to have. I never got that.
The Reuben was better?
Yeah, much better. Yeah. Very, very good.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well.
Thumbs up for that one. Okay. Let's. What was another?
Well, hold on. Scopa, what did you have?
The night that we met you and Laura up at the Top of the World, I think I just had a grilled chicken sandwich because I really like some of the appetizers at Top of the World. So I just had that. But you know, it was like a cookie kind of a thing. But now that I think of it, maybe the Reuben sandwich would have been a better option.
It was good. I'll tell you that much. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. You know what I was really surprised about? Speaking of Top of the World, they've really cut back the appetizer menu there, haven't they?
Yeah, it used to be a lot better. I was disappointed when we got up there. I mean, they brought us stuff that we didn't even order. So,
Wow.
But they have grapefruit pizza, so that's okay.
There you go.
So, Len, what were some other places that you ate at in counter service?
Let's see. I think we ate at Pizza Planet.
Ugh.
What's up? I know.
Are you in the self-hate phase of your self-imposed exile?
Yeah, must have been. Let's see. The Magic Kingdom day, where did we eat? I don't remember. Oh, Columbia Harbor House.
Yeah, I ate there. What did you get there?
I like the lobster roll and I thought it was very good. Again, they also do in-house made chips there. And I'm just a sucker for those. You know?
Love yourself some chips.
They're super, yeah, they're crisp. They're super crunchy. They're really good. Let's see. Then.
Oh, hang on. I ate at that restaurant too, at the Carver House. I had the chicken nuggets. I didn't find anything particularly interesting. I was not making
the
mistake.
The chicken nuggets?
Yeah, dude. I don't know. the last time I was there, I had the hummus and it was not, I did not enjoy it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought it was very bad. So I went for the surefire bet of just nuggets and.
Well, it's just not interesting. Have you ever had the salmon?
I'm not you know what's funny is I like salmon in sushi, but I don't like salmon like
cooked.
Yeah.
Me too. I'll eat raw salmon. Cooked salmon is just okay. Yeah. But this one's actually not bad. It's got salmon with broccoli, I think, for the side.
Yeah, so I kind of just took it easy here. Scopa, what did you have at Harbor House?
I think I had it was either the salmon or the battered fish platter. I'm a real favorite. I really like the battered fish platter. I think it's pretty good. But the salmon was good too. Did not have the nuggets.
Just missing out.
I've had the battered fish there too. Yeah, it's all pretty good. I really like that menu a lot.
Yeah, they were some dank nugs.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, what other counter service restaurants did you eat at?
Let's see. For Epcot, we ate at Sunshine Seasons, and I got one of the sandwiches, and I've sort of worked my way through everything at Sunshine Seasons this year, and I had one of the sandwiches. It was one of the one's on focaccia, mm-hmm. And it was just imagine like you know 3 inches of bread and like half an inch of meat and cheese. It was all fine. It was all tasty. It was with a chipotle mayo that actually was very good. None of it was bad. The bread was fresh. It was just the ratios were off. It's such a huge thing of bread compared to everything else that it really sort of skews the taste. But I don't fault them for trying, and I don't fault them for proportion size. What the thing I had been getting is the Mongolian stir fry.
Yes. That's what I got when I ate it.
Oh, yeah.
And I did. And Noel, what did you get?
That's what I got, the Mongolian stir fry.
That's good stuff. That looked better, yeah. What I should have got.
That was really good.
I've been getting that for years. It's a solid choice.
Yeah, I did that one trip, and then on another trip I got the old pork chop.
Oh, I love the pork chop. I mean, I got this picture one time. I took one of Hannah's friends, and she likes beef, meat, you know. So we get her to the pork chop. She's like 12 years old, 13 at the time, something. She's old, maybe she's 14. But she decides that she likes the pork chop so much that she just passes up eating with a fork and a knife and just picks up the pork chop in two hands and starts gnawing on it. And I saw this picture of her eating on this. I'm like, you like the pork chop, Allie? You like it?
Good stuff.
Pork chop's really good. Yeah, especially if you get them like right off the grill.
And if you don't like the barbecue sauce they put on it, you can ask for it to be on the side. So that's a turnoff for some people, but I ask for it on the side all the time, and it's not a problem.
Yeah, I usually ask for extra barbecue sauce.
You let that touch the meat? Oh.
So it's sort of like a juice. I can kind of get that. You know what I would love to see at Sunshine Season, now that I think of it? They don't have anything like souvlaki or like a hero.
Oh, yeah.
With like some cucumber sauce. Wouldn't that be delicious over there?
I'll be right back, guys. I agree. That would be lovely.
That's what I did at Epcot Day. And then, ESPN, we ate at the buffet at the ESPN event.
Where'd you eat the studios?
I think we just ate at Writer's Stop. Let me try. Where did I have lunch?
You just had cookies. That's not judging. Just
no. I don't think I think we ate. I think I ate. No, because we ate at. I had something at Captain Cook's. No, I had breakfast at Captain Cook's, and then only had coffee in the studios and came back. There was one night where we ate sushi from at the Polynesian in the concierge lobby. So I didn't. I don't think I ate lunch at the studios.
Okay, well, that works. Scopo, where did you eat your meals at?
Well, in the interest of not missing out because of time, I want to say that my best meal was at Sanaa.
Oh, you got out there.
Yeah, I got there. It was really funny because what I've noticed is, I mean, I didn't make any ADRs until I got to Reunion, and then I would make it. I made an ADR like an hour or two before I wanted to eat. So it was kind of interesting how it was so easy to go to Sanaa. And of course, that was probably the big meal. And needless to say, we started off with the bread service with all 12. I wanted all 12. Trying to think what else we had there. One of the things I like about the Sanaa, and Matt, yeah, I'm sure you know this really well, and Mike, you do too. They offer you choices of salads, so they bring this long plate, and so you order the three salads, and you can take the little salads, and you can mix them up, and they also do that with one of the entrees. So that was kind of cool because you can pretty much customize your entree, and it was just so good. It's one of those places that it's like I need to make sure I eat there every time I go to Walt Disney World. It was definitely the highlight of the trip as far as meals go.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I agree with you. It's unfortunately I didn't make it out there, but I really would have. I would have loved to have gone out there.
Yep.
It's one of my favorites too.
Yeah, well, no, you ate at, well, I'm going to ask you where you ate, but I know where you ate. How was Ohana?
Ohanas. We had two ADRs for Ohana. Both times I was a guest of others because I wasn't able to get an ADR.
You know, enablers are just as bad as people that do them themselves.
Well, you know, when I found out that you can order Ohana in the room service, I thought that
I know, right? No. You're like, why am I ever leaving?
And guys, I can't make it to the meats. I'm a little, little sick.
And the next time I stay at the Polynesian, I'm going to have a night, Ohana in pajamas. It's like,
Ohana pajamas.
They bring it to me and I just eat in my room in my pajamas.
The day before would be Ohana pajama manana.
There you go. I love that.
So, Mike, has it changed over the years? Is it pretty much the same as it been as it has been the last several years? Or?
It's pretty much the same. There's no poultry, so there's no chicken or
just the turkey. Chicken wings, though, right?
The chicken wings. That's it.
Yeah. Or the chicken wings.
No, they were delicious.
Yeah,
and I'll say because we've heard reports from other guests that the quality had gone down during the construction. I did not find that there this time. In fact, the second time I went was probably the best time that we had. The food was that much better. It was so good the second time around.
So how do they when you order room service? How do they know what kind of meat you want? Tell them?
I guess we should have done that just to get an idea of what happens when you do that. Yeah. I'm so sorry we didn't. Cause I would just to see the process and actually see what they actually bring you would be worth the whole trip.
I think Becky needs to pay for us to go down for a night.
I think so.
Yeah. It's a research trip.
But they, you know, everything that was on the menu at the restaurant was on the menu in the room. So I guess they just bring a bunch of everything.
And is it the same cost as the meal?
The in-room dining was $40 per person for adults. Well,
how much is it?
I don't know offhand how much it is.
That sounds about right, though. It can't be much more.
Well, it isn't going very far, which is
no, that's true. I mean, yeah, it's going around the block, but you know, it's like.
We should have tried it.
Does room service count as table service or quick service under your?
It's well, you know, I didn't actually order room service at all while I was in Disney this year, so I probably would have counted as a table service.
But if you're eating on the bed,
I take that back. I would not have counted it as the table service.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because you're not sitting at a table, so,
right? Yeah. Exactly. You're paying the same price. Yeah. You're paying like table
bars,
service
like
price.
Like bar food, but didn't count as a table service.
That's
like,
true.
Like there the top is not table service.
But yeah, I found it just as good, if not better than before.
I gotta tell you, that stay at the Polynesian was very relaxing. I mean, even with all the construction and everything, it reminded me of why I love the resort.
I agree. I had even the construction, it was really very, it didn't bother me one bit.
It didn't bother me anywhere near as much as I thought it was. I mean, really, the only time it bothered me was when we were sitting in the concierge lounge and that last bungalow sort of gets in the middle of your view of the budget. But even then, it's like, okay, well, I can get over this.
And Newell and I were at the bar a couple nights late, and they would start construction about 11:30 or so at night.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there, and honestly, we were still having a conversation, which really wasn't a problem. Just like, oh, look, there's construction noise. Okay, whatever. But it wasn't loud enough to really even bother us.
You wouldn't have even known that they were working on the lobby because you didn't hear it. I didn't hear a thing when we were hanging out like that, Matt.
I can't believe they finished the lobby. That's it. You guys looked behind the curtain, right? When you were
yeah.
I was like, there is no way this is getting done.
I know.
It looked like an empty warehouse when we there. And then 2 weeks later, there it is.
It's done. Yeah. I mean, it was like, they must have brought in those guys from Extreme Makeover.
Move that bus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was really, really surprised that they got that down. The only thing I think that might have helped them was the fact that the water feature was really, really small versus, you know, getting an entire waterfall up and running.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we ate two table service meals at Disney World when we were there. First one was at Hollywood and Vine for breakfast because we wanted to get our daughter an opportunity to meet the characters. And
I see that's going reservation only, by the way.
Oh, well, it makes sense, but honestly, you don't even need reservations because after like, other than between 8 and 9 o'clock, the place just empties out once the park opens.
No, I'm hearing this week it's reservation only.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like, that's interesting because usually they don't, especially like 10 o'clock on. No one's there. Yeah.
No.
So we had a 10 o'clock reservation. Dude, place is empty.
10 p.m.
10 a.m.
Oh, yeah, because everyone else is in the park. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone's in the park. But what's great about it is, and the reason we do it, even though it's expensive. I mean, we're dropping, you know, about $100 for the three of us, which is, you know, cray cray.
Wow.
But the thing is, I don't want to sit in line for characters. I'm eating my omelet and my waffles and characters come to me and
the kids, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that was an exaggeration. I think it was like probably about 60 some odd dollars. But it, the food is good. I like the spread. It's just, you know, it's a little pricey still because I'm not getting that kind of, I'm not getting that kind of food back in terms of value, but it's really for the characters. And if you've got young kids, it's a great way to see to see all those characters because otherwise the lines at Disney Junior in the Animation Courtyard are really long. And some of the characters you can't even meet right now. So it really made that was worth it in and of itself. And then we ate at Also at the pizza place in Italy, not Tutto Italia.
Tutto Gusto.
Tutto Gusto.
Via Napoli.
Via Napoli. Thank you. Yes, we ate there. Now, I only ate a little bit there because my daughter tried to fall asleep in the stroller, so I sat outside while my wife and friends ate together. Mm-hmm. But what I did eat, it looked pretty much. I know Scopa's down on the place, but it was fine.
But I love the they have their own. They have a sister restaurant out in Disneyland.
Brother,
and I love that place. But for some reason, the Orlando version is not as good as the Anaheim version.
We ate there with a couple people, and actually, you know what? Our good friend April Baker was there, and we were all eating, and you know what? We all had a great time. So
what'd you have?
Pizza. All we ordered was just pizza, and it was good. The only problem was the service was really. We had a really bad waitress, like really bad. But other than that, food was fine. So
yeah, the night before Illuminations night, when we had our Illuminations dessert party, Becky, Michelle, and I ate at I want to call it Tutto Gusto / Tutto Italia, because you could order from the Tutto Italia menu while you're in Tutto Gusto. And I think we all pretty much had a pretty good meal. I think Becky had the lasagna bolognese. I had it's called a gnocchetti. It's cavatelli pasta, sweet sausage ragu, and pecorino cheese. It was pretty good. I think Michelle had the salmon. That's, you know, it's nothing to write home about, but it really is not overpriced either. So that was pretty good.
I went to the restrooms at Tutto Italia, and I know other people on this podcast did as well.
Yeah.
And I walked through the restaurant, and I don't know, maybe it was just walking through and getting the waft of all the dishes going by. I kind of was like, you know, I really want to eat here again. And then I went and looked at the menu, and I remembered why I haven't eaten Tutto Italia in forever, because the prices are just crazy. I mean, entrees are anywhere from $25 to $30. Just for the entree. That's a lot of money for an entree. For pasta?
I'm telling you, we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago.
No.
The average plate of pasta in Disney World is somewhere around $22. It's $13 in Universal.
Wow. I mean,
spaghetti. $23.
Pasta. Do you realize, there is no way on God's green earth you could buy the most expensive pasta sauce in your grocery store. You could buy the most expensive boxed pasta in your grocery store. There is no way you could eat $22 worth of it. There is absolutely no – $22 has to be like 7 pounds of pasta boiled and like two jars of pasta. No way you could eat it. There's no way you could finish it.
It might be actually less expensive for you to fly an Italian over to cook it for you.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think my grandmother would have charged that much.
Yeah, it's –
You know, you're better off getting like the appetizers. I'm looking at the menu now. So you could get, ensalada mista. You could get some,
I think, Scope, I think that's the best advice we could give to anyone for 2015. And that's what I'm going to do in 2015. If I'm going to take a dining vow in 2015, it's no entrees, appetizers only.
What?
Number one, I think they're much more creative. I think the appetizers show much more thought.
Wow.
I think they're much more reasonably priced. And let's face it, with Disney portion sizes, you know, Two appetizers is better than an appetizer and an entree. Much more interesting food, just as filling, better, I think, than the entrees, which I think, you know, some of them are just so heavy and large. Yeah. I mean, I'll make an exception if I can get into Victoria and Albert's, but, you know.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, maybe that'll be my thing for 2015. Appetizers only.
Too late.
There you go.
Too late. Yeah, it's true. I already did a thing. Yeah.
Did any of you guys eat breakfast at Kona Cafe?
No,
I ate breakfast in the lab.
We had sushi. Scabetta and Michelle and I had sushi at Kona.
I almost killed
Scabetta. Settle down, Scabetta.
Tell that story because I don't think a lot of people knew.
Mr. Scabetta, Mr. Wasabi, Mr. Wasabi, Mr. Scabetta. I don't think he was expecting the wasabi to be that.
So Mike Scopa ate with Mike Scabetta, one of our good friends, and they went to this restaurant. They had sushi, and literally the next morning we got a message that Mike Scabetta is in the hospital. and we also Scopa in the morning said, "What'd you do to the guy?" Because we saw you with him. You were in the lounge and we were hanging out, and I saw him.
Yeah, he was fine. He was fine. I mean,
it's fine now. Yeah, he was just, it was like an observation kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he gets to eat sushi that often. So he, you know, we all had sushi. And the funny thing about it, I shouldn't say the funny thing, is that, you know, he ordered a certain kind of sushi. Michelle ordered a certain kind. I ordered a certain kind. So we shared. So we switched it so that we all had.
Oh, no wonder you.
Right then and there, I thought, okay, so if he was sick, am I going to get sick? So, so we based it on the wasabi. We think it just kind of hit him wrong, but, that's a very good restaurant for sushi. I think.
Fred Block says the same thing.
Cool. Alrighty. Well, that'll do it for us today. Don't forget this episode of WDW Today has been sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. And my friends, I'll tell you, you know, if you can't get good food in Walt Disney World, or you're not interested in paying $26 for friggin' spaghetti, make your own friggin' spaghetti back at your All-Star Vacation. I mean, proof in point, Scopa, we were at All-Star Vacation Home. He made his own famous Mike Scopa pizza there. It's really that easy. And Len made, the
croissants.
Croissants, yeah. And it's, you know, you got a full-size kitchen in a lot of cases. I mean, it's bigger than my kitchen that I have in my house. So, it's, you know, you get everything you need to be able to make all the family meals you'd like to do. It's a great way to save money and get some really good quality food out there. So really, All Star Vacation Homes, you got to check them out for this and so many other great amenities. Check them out right now, allstarvacationhomes.com. Also, don't forget to email us your questions and thoughts about anything going on in Walt Disney World, be it this episode or your upcoming trip. Email us questions@wdwtoday.com. For Glenn Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.